You're listening to World Oil's Deep Dive, where you'll get to know the authors of technical articles in World Oil magazine and learn more about their company's technology and how it's shaping our industry. Now, here's your host, Jim Watkins.
All right, we're here today with Tim Marvel, the Vice President of Business Development and Technology for SEF. And we're also here with Austin Johnson, who's Downing's Freedom Series product line director. And we're here to talk about an article that they had in the November issue of World Oil, on starting on page 61, called Automation Results in Significant Completion Efficiency Gains in the Delaware. So before we get started, Tim, tell us a little bit about SEF and Downing and the SEF companies.
Okay. Yeah, so first of all, Jim, thank you for having us. We really appreciate it. SEF Energy is a privately held company. It's a holding company and holds three different companies. Downing, one of them. Oso, that's a perforating company. It makes perf guns. And then AIM, which is one of the largest contract manufacturers in the state of Oklahoma. So those are the three companies we own. Downing specifically was founded in 1980. It was a remanufacturing company originally founded. It mostly based in Oklahoma, focused on the Oklahoma market. And about 4, 5, 6 years ago, SEF was formed. We brought in Downing and a few other acquisitions. And since then, we've gone to be a national player in every basin. We provide wellhead equipment, original wellhead equipment, right? So our own designs, as well as focus on technology, which is one of the things like we're talking about here today, bringing out systems like Freedom Series, which is really meant to be a industry-leading technology.
Yeah, when we get into this article, we will see that it is industry-leading. Now, Austin, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get to be in charge of the Freedom Series product line?
So, born and raised in Perryton, Texas. Started out with Oil States in my career when I was 18. Just kind of worked my way up through Oil States and then became a district manager out of Casper and started a yard for them there. Learned a lot. Brian Weisner reached out to me in 2017. So I was with Oil States for 11 and a half years. Came over to Downing to be the regional manager for the Rockies. And that lasted a few months, about 6 months. And then we kind of created this technology, a collaborating of, some guys that had some ideas and then changing it into a different tool, which we have today. And so they figured out that we needed somebody to kind of drive that. And that's how I got my job. And then we put this together and it's been a great tool. And we're very excited. Kind of my backstory.
Nice. Well, thank you very much. And yeah, this tool is exciting. And so in this article, once again, on page 61 in the November issue, it starts off by talking about Primex, right? Because that's the client that you wrote the article with, right? Or was the case study. But it starts out talking about how Primex is a real, a real early adopter of technologies. And who manages that relationship? Is that you, Austin? I mean, who's in tight with those guys?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a really good relationship, with some of those guys. Ryan Weiser's also got a really good relationship with some of the uppers. So me and him kind of tag team from the field all the way up to, the CEO and president Primex. So it's kind of a collaboration of efforts on that. And, me and Ryan Weisner, our president, we work really well together and we kind of tag team a bunch of our customers like that. So.
Oh, nice. Okay. But, this is interesting to me because finding those companies, those operators that are game to try new technology, that's difficult, right? Because a lot of people are like, hey, if it's not broke, don't fix it. It's, we're doing fine the way we are. So what was the trigger when you and Brian were talking to them? I mean, because you have impressive numbers in here, and we'll get into that a little bit later, but what was it, just the numbers, or did you actually take them out and show them something? I mean, what was it that made them jump?
I mean, just, the numbers are great. I think Tim can agree that we've tried this in many fashions to show people new technology, but until we, took one down and showed them the actual valve, it's pretty mythical. I mean, if you look at our presentations and you think about what we can do, a lot of people, don't believe us, and then you go out. I mean, it's
true.
It's the truth, they really don't. And then you go down, we've taken it downtown. We've taken our demo trailer downtown Houston, downtown Denver, Dallas. These guys are, we've been all over the place. And until you go outside and you put your hands on it, you can see and you can drive it by the computer, that's when people really like, oh, well, this thing's for real. Especially when you open it up and you show them what's on the inside, which we don't do very often. We have to know that you're serious about running it before we're going to open it up and show you the technology on the inside. But I think that's the key factor, is getting somebody in front of it and seeing it and understanding the technology, not just from a, you know, numbers game or from a presentation, but actually hands-on, then the people really understand what we can do.
All right. Yeah. So Austin, in the article, you know, you start out by talking about, you know, how much frack jobs cost, you know, $600,000-$700,000 a day. And then about kind of the time it takes. Can you give us just a little short overview of that? What's so time consuming about a frack job?
You know, I'd say most people, you know, that are in completions understand that the biggest time is, one is your downtime. So if you have a valve failure, or you have some other type of MPT event that happens on location, those are very time consuming and take time to fix. Same way with like your wireline cuts. You know, if somebody cuts wireline, leaves a strand down hole, that's very time consuming and cost. And then just your overall completions, you know, swap times, you know, how long it takes you to move from one well to the next well. And, you know, if your wireline's behind your frack, racks behind wireline, all that plays into effect. So what our system, we try to do with our system, is completely keep wireline ahead. That's one game changer. Two, you can't cut wireline. Three, just your overall gate maintenance on your gate valves below. So traditional gate valves aren't, you know, they're not designed to do the work that operators put on them. They're designed for emergency closure. That's what they were designed to do. So what the FS does is it allows you to actually use that for true emergency closure only. We've seen significant reduction on repair costs, you know, as much as 85% on a whole pad, 8-well pad. And that's a game changer. You know, that's taking hundreds of thousands of dollars and giving that back to the operator. And that includes your grease. You know, your greasing cost is a very, very expensive to keep those full. And all you're doing is basically keeping a void full. So if we can not operate those, leave them open, that reduces that greasing cost tremendously. Even so, we completed a 75-stage frack and used 25 pounds, 30 pounds of grease. If I'm not mistaken, was that right, Tim?
So it was originally called for 1,200 pounds of grease, and we used 80.
Wow.
So, you know, wow. Like Austin said, we significantly reduced the amount of grease that was used.
Wow. So those were the things you guys were looking at when you were designing this, right? You're saying like, wait a second, how can we speed up the pressure testing and wire line, you know, pulling in and all of those type of things, right?
Well, everything, let me state this, everything we're doing, and this is, Freedom Series is a series of products, right? So we've brought out three, we're introducing more coming up, but everything we're doing is we're trying to compress that stage-to-stage time.
Right.
So everything that's in there that is not either pumping or wireline time, right? We are compressing that. So typically, you know, on a non, you know, FS job, one that doesn't even have a latch, right? You'd take 45 minutes to an hour to swap over to transition from frack to wireline to frack, as well as because that's really your greasing time, your bleed down time, you know, all of that time that takes to perform that. We're knocking that down to, you know, 3 minutes, 2 minutes now.
Wow.
Right? So you're taking out a huge amount of time, even with the modern latch systems, they still take 10, 15 minutes. You're still having to bleed down, right? And we're still significant time that we can take out of that. And that's what one of the things a lot of people don't realize is that this is more like, when people see this, it includes a latch, but there's more to it than that. The main component being the valve. And so that valve is what allows us to eliminate even further time in there, compress that time even further, as well as eliminating a lot of those, what we call unplanned costs, right? All those things that'll bust your AFE.
Right.
So like what Austin just talked about, everything from cutting wireline, which our system can't do, to replacing gate valves. We don't use the gate valves, so we're not damaging the gate valves.
Right.
So we're not having to replace the gate valves, right? So all of those things that really lead to AFE issues, right?
Right.
We get rid of.
Nice. Well, Austin, you being the expert, on page 62, you start going into the technology, and there's a really neat diagram on figure 2. So anybody who hasn't seen that, you need to go to the November issue of World Oil on page 62 and check out that diagram. But can you walk us through that? Because it's innovative, yeah?
Yeah. So what we've got is, with the FS valve, it allows you to maintain well pressure under what we call the lower chamber. So you're never actually taking the pressure off your well. You're putting all that work, like I said, earlier, onto the FS valve. The center chamber is what we call the load lock. So this is the same thing as if you were entering into a space station from outer space, you know, same thing. You would get in load lock, you would depressurize, and then you would enter into the space station. So kind of the same concept. Then your upper chamber, that would be, you know, atmosphere until you put your lubricator on. So what we're doing is we're basically bypassing well fluid through across the system. And one of the unique things about FS valve is you can't have pressure releases. So if you're not equalized within the 3 PSI across that plane, the actual valve can't open. It's physically impossible. We don't have enough horsepower. So your accidental pressure releases are gone. So close that it's so sensitive that if, say, wireline has a slobber line open on their wireline lubricator, that creates too much of a differential for us to actually come off seat.
Oh, interesting.
So it's pretty sensitive. Yeah. And then, you know, you basically the same way, if you go over all the way over to the right, once we've ran wireline in, bled off our center chamber, we can actually put a ball in that center chamber if we were not running ball in place, equalize that center chamber, drop the ball in well bore, and then bleed back off, allowing you to have a true dual barrier without having an eye cap on your well.
Right. And in this diagram, it shows all of that. You can see the lower chamber, the load lock, and the upper chamber, and how those work. But it's an interesting concept. It really is an amazing thing, right?
And I could walk you through those steps. You know, if we work from left to right, you know, left, we're getting ready. We've stabbed the lubricator. We equalize into the center chamber. Then mm-hmm. we equalize the lubricator. We run wireline in. We pull up. We close both valves. And then we bleed off. And one thing that's unique about the system is, so, you know, you've got your mechanical, we've got software locks built in the software, but you also have mechanical locks that are built in. So if software fails, mechanical takes over. Just like the 3 PSI on the valve, the latch also has its own. So once we're locked, the drain actually acts as a mechanical lock. It can't come off seat unless we have below 100 PSI on the latch. So that allows you not to have an accidental release of the lubricator as well. So once we bleed off through a choke system or below 100 PSI, we actually drain the lubricator through a 1-inch drain line. And then, so if you're a running ball in place at that point, once we were closed in, you could actually start your frack because we can complete all functions above your well pressure without having to use frack for any of that. So they're actually able to just continue fracking and then we can move to the next well.
Wow. That is something. And when you're talking about accidents, right? I mean, all of this is automated, right? So there's nobody in the red zone. I mean, all this is happening remotely, right?
That's correct.
Yes. All of this is 150 foot away from the well, operated by a computer.
Awesome. Yes,
and in addition to that, let's go into that. So in addition to that, we're streaming all of that data mm-hmm. to the cloud. Then that all comes out with it. We have a data portal. So you can see, we timestamp everything. So every operation that's done, we're breaking that down. And we're breaking that down into frack, wireline, MPT, and swap time. So the operator actually gets a to-the-second milestone chart of exactly what's happened on their well site. In addition, we can remote in if we need to fix any, if there's an issue, we can remote in and we can operate it remotely as well.
That's impressive. And so in this article, then you go on to a case study with Primex where you're completing a 5-well pad. Tim, you know about that job, right?
Yeah, I do. Austin probably give you a little bit more of the details, though.
So oh, okay.
I'll defer to Austin.
Austin, you're the man. You know everything. So tell us about that one we talk about in the article. It's the 5 wells on a Reeves County pad for Primex.
Yeah, it was a pretty impressive site. I think there's a picture on the last page of the article of that site.
Yeah, that's on page 63 for those following along. Page 63, figure 3 in the upper right-hand corner. Go ahead, Austin.
So that it was a for sure pretty impressive, you know, spread, as you can see in the picture. You know, we had 2 frac crews, 2 wireline crews, and we were fracking, you know, basically both sides at the same time and wirelining both sides at the same time.
Yeah. So Austin, then what was the, you know, using the system and we had that great picture up there. So what were the gains for Primex and all of that?
You know, as I stated in the article, we cut their efficiencies in 60% more efficient. So I'd say we at least cut their frac spread time in half. And that's their words. And, you know, that's typically what we're seeing. We're knocking the you know, say a 5-day down to a 3-day frac, saving them 2 days. And anybody following the podcast knows that, you know, that's $600,000 to $700,000 that they're putting back in their pocket, which is tremendous gains. And that's not including all the other costs that they're saving on the back end with repair costs, you know, getting their company men off site earlier. All that adds up very quickly. You know, our goal is to, you know, put $1 million back in their pocket for a day. That's our goal. And I think we've done a very good job of that.
Yeah, well, now here's a natural question. It's not covered in the article, but here's a natural question that leads on from this. Then he's got to be selling like popcorn, right? I mean, you have these articles. I mean, people talk to people, right? I mean, what's the uptake like? I mean, because here's the deal, and I don't think we get into that very much in the article too. Got to be a little bit more expensive, right?
Yes.
On the front end.
Yep.
But the savings is almost immediate.
That's right.
So are people going for that? I mean, is the uptake swift?
The uptake's been good. So what we've done is we focus on a few companies that have taken it and now have gone multi-basin with those companies. So as we've brought our production up, we're introducing it to other companies and bringing that in, introducing it into the other companies, as well as, you know, like we've seen in these, right, with these case studies, we're starting to bring, those case studies are helping us to prove out the system to others. One of the things when you're introducing new technology, especially when it's really changes the game, you know, you hate to use that term because it's a little bit cliche, but when that happens, and I've been a part of a couple of these products, what's amazing is the very first reaction always is, I don't believe you. And right. Austin mentioned it earlier, right? And then, but as we've, number one, as we've gotten case studies, number two, as we've offered trials to people, people have tried it. That's all we ask. Just try it once. And the majority of those that have tried it have said, yep, we're on and continue to use it.
Wow, impressive. So, well, sounds like 2020 is going to be a very good year for you guys.
It's going
then.
To be very
yeah,
good. Yes.
Exactly.
January's looking very good.
That's awesome. Well, yeah. Thank you guys very much for coming out today. We really appreciate it, Tim and Austin. And yeah, congratulations. I mean, this is really, really, you know, cutting edge technology, game changing technology, even though it is cliche, it's true. So any of you guys who are involved in frag out there, give these guys a call. As a matter of fact, I'll put their email in the show notes and you can just shoot them an email right from there. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, World Oil.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for listening. Take a look at today's show notes for links we mentioned in the podcast. We enjoy your feedback. So if you have any questions or comments, email them to deepdive@worldoil.com. Check out worldoil.com for the best oil and gas industry technical articles and news. And join us next time for another Deep Dive with World Oil.